the coaching and mentoring strategy is really intended to build a culture in which leaders build effective relationships by coaching their teams and individual members of their staff as well as peers. And one of the things that we do is each level of leadership, from frontline manager all the way up to executive, they attend a leadership curriculum that includes a coaching component. And what this does is it helps to expose the leaders to coaching and helps them to understand and embrace what it means. But it also helps promote coaching as a critical leadership skill, and it helps to build the competency and the capacity among those leaders, as well as to build and foster a learning environment. One of the things that we're currently engaged in, also to promote the coaching, is a partnership this year with an external vendor to help develop and deliver an internal coaching program. And so this six-month internal, it's a coaching certification program. It's a pilot with 15 people from across our different business units. And it differs from the other coaching that we do, just in that what we're trying to do is build a certified cadre of internal coaches across the organization, and that will also help to build and sustain a real strong coaching competency among managers.
When you say coaching, how does that differ from training or from simply being a good manager? What makes coaching a unique activity?
You know, that is a great question. I think that perhaps one of our biggest challenges around coaching and mentoring is sometimes it's a challenge to help people recognize that it's not just training you go to, and that coaching isn't something that you do to people, but rather it's the way in which you engage others, not by assuming that you know what is right for the person, which means not giving advice or telling people what to do. Instead, it opens the possibility and helps the person being coached to explore options to solve their own problems. So really, our goal is to help people understand that coaching isn't for poor performers, but really it's more for people who want to be coached and developed. And I think as we educate and engage the workforce in coaching conversations, they really begin to learn the true benefit of coaching and mentoring. And it's not just going to a training. It's really how you are when you are with people.
It sounds like, well, your key role being coaching and mentoring, one of the things you did was help create and deliver the mentoring component of what they have as the IRS Warrior Intern Program pilot. Tell us a little bit about that and where you hope to see that go from here.
Good question. Really, coaching, when you do mentoring, you use a lot of the same skills that you do whenever you're doing coaching. The focus is just slightly different. So, for example, when we did the Warrior Intern Program, we designed a program where we brought both together the mentors and the protégés, which were the soldiers, and they came together for a day and a half workshop, and it was really focused on giving them skills around how they have conversations too. So we try and build the skill and the capacity of both the soldiers and the mentors to be able to work together and to create their partnership. And what was really amazing, we did the launch in November. In fact, it was the week after they had the shooting at Fort Hood. So it was really a tender time for everybody, and everybody came together. But we did our closing this month with this group, and it was just amazing to see the growth in the soldiers and to hear the stories. And it was really about how the mentors, using the coaching skills, you know, were able to believe in them and support their development and help them to achieve their goals. So whether it's coaching or mentoring, you really use some of the same skills. The exciting thing about both of the efforts of coaching and mentoring, for the coaching program, where we're doing the internal certification program, we actually offered two of our slots to Treasury participants. And that was really in service of us looking at not just IRS, but to look Treasury-wide. How do we start supporting coaching and mentoring efforts. We did the same with the mentoring. We now have a person who was one of our mentors who is now taking the lead on a Treasury-wide veterans effort. So we're really looking in both of our coaching mentoring programs, how do we expand them even beyond IRS?
We're speaking with Beverly Malone. She's an HR specialist in the Office of Leadership and Succession Planning at the IRS and a Mike Causey Award winner. I just had a detailed question because as you roll this program out, I think people might be interested to know whether your coach and mentor can or should be your supervisor or should not be. Is there a preferred method here?
In the context of coaching, one role that a leader has is to be able to coach their employees. So we advocate that we want to build the skills of our leaders to really be able to coach their employees and help them achieve what they want to be doing. Oftentimes for mentors, you normally will have somebody outside of your chain of command and somebody that can really give you a different organizational perspective.
So it works both ways, in other words.
It certainly does.
Yeah, everybody learns a little something when you have that partnership going on. And I think that's one of the reasons why you got attention for this is because when you think of leadership and management in that role, you don't always think of that person in that role learning something from the person that they are managing. You don't always see it as a two-way street. And the way you've incorporated mentoring and coaching into it, it is. Everybody learns a little something.
Exactly. One of the things we're also looking at is we know that there's a lot of reverse mentoring that can go on. So you would not typically in the past, if you were maybe a high-level person, want to go to somebody that was junior to you for mentoring. But there are many areas where people may want to do that. For example, if it's in an area of a technical skill. So we're really looking to see how do we embed both coaching and mentoring throughout the service to make it productive for everyone.
And I just have to ask, I've asked all of our Causey winners this, I just want to ask you as well, when you've got the call, when you got the email letting you know that you were a Causey winner, your thoughts.
Actually, I was very surprised and very pleased. I think one of the reasons I was surprised is our team this past year has been tasked with working on several, a variety of different initiatives. And while we each take a lead role for a project, we also support other projects. So my first thought was, I'm not sure which one this is related to, but very, very pleased and also very grateful because I'm able to work with a very high-performing team. And I think one thing that our team does really well is tap into the talent of others. And we really know that our success really isn't just by ourselves. It's really how we help one another. And I think that's really what makes us a high-performing team.